Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, AeroSeed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Just ahead of the three-day holiday weekend, cattle on feed numbers released by USDA. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel talked with us right after that report was released. Saw no big surprises coming from Uncle Sam.
Well, it was, first of all, I don't think it was a major surprise. The placement number maybe was a little bit bigger, or certainly within the range of expectations, might have been a little bit bigger than the average trade guess. It's important to keep in mind for this for November placements and marketings that there was one extra business day this year compared to a year ago. So on the face of it, that adjusts both the placements and marketings number by about 5%. Nevertheless, they were both up. That's one thing. And the other thing is that the marketings number was up even more than the placement number, which has been the case now for a number of months, and shows that even though we're moving more cattle through the system, we're doing that very aggressively, and that's what keeps that cattle on feed inventory down. It was down about 1.4%, pretty close to the same level that it was down last month from a year ago. So we continue to maintain a lower inventory, even though we are moving more cattle through the system.
The marketing's number, as you mentioned, that kind of what tells us we are pulling cattle very aggressively.
It does, and that's really a key thing as we go, you know, as we work through, you know, many more months yet ahead of larger cattle numbers. You know, we're starting to see now in 2016 really the results of herd expansion that started in 2014. Takes about 2 years for those cattle to finally come through the system and show up as feedlot marketings and slaughter. And we're going to be in this, not only in 2017, but into 2018. And so the best you can do to help yourself as an industry in this case is to move those cattle through the system as well as you can. It doesn't get any better if you try to back them up, because that just adds more problems. So 2016 has been a pretty good year in terms of the way feedlots have managed cattle inventories and flows, and certainly as a market change from what they were doing this time last year, where they did in fact create a worse wreck by holding cattle and failing to move them through the system on a timely basis.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking about last Friday's cattle on feed numbers. Latest ideas out there floating around that might be the nominee by Donald Trump to be his Secretary of Agriculture. All ladies, Susan Combs, former Texas Commissioner of Agriculture, has been mentioned. She's a ranch lady from West Texas. Dr. Elsa Morano, also from Texas, a former Texas A&M president and former head of the Food Safety Inspection Service, Dr. Elsa Morano. And also mentioned last week, Annette Sweeney from the state of Iowa. You've got farm news on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.